What did he know, and when did he know it? Those are the questions whirling around the USC Office of the President today. About 200 faculty members have signed a letter calling for University President Max Nikias to resign amid a developing scandal involving a former school gynecologist. But perhaps the most powerful body in the debate over Nikias' future is standing firmly behind him. At least right now they are. And here to talk about why is Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
First of all, let's recap the allegations against this man, Dr. George Tyndall.
These allegations came from an investigative story in the Los Angeles Times, which found that over a period of many years, this doctor, while he was at the Student Health Center, was accused of sexual abuse by a number of women and accused of inappropriate behavior in various egregious ways over a period of years, and the university knew about it and didn't do anything about it for a while.
And I should say, Kevin, to your point, Michigan State University, where Dr. Larry Nassar practiced, was convicted of sexually abusing many people at that school. The school had to pay out $500 million. There was a settlement.
Yes, and I should say that there were lawsuits filed Monday from some women who said they were victims of Dr. Tyndall, and that, of course, adds to the exposure of the university to sanctions down the road, to possible settlements, just to all kinds of questions about the leadership of the school, and I think that definitely plays into things.
Tyndall no longer works there. He was fired. Why did the university eventually let him go, and what were the terms of his departure?
Well, USC did become aware of these complaints about him, and among the things we know about the terms is that he received a payment, and that no public mention was made of these allegations against him. And those are one of the reasons people are really, really disturbed about this.
This is not the first example of a USC doctor being accused of transgressions on the job, although this does have the possibility to be the most egregious, and it's certainly not the first time that something like this has happened on the watch of President Max Nikias.
No, remember last year the Times reported on the dean of the medical school who was known to be consorting with drug dealers and having sex with people who he was consorting with
this
in the drug culture.
Dr. Pugliafito, yes.
Dr. Harmon Pugliafito, that's right. And that also was a situation where the administration had been made aware of the complaints about the doctor and took no action against him until it came out in the media and the pressure really built. You know, in this newest case, USC acted just hours before the LA Times posted its story because it knew that the story was coming.
The university actually sent a reaction to an impending story in the LA Times that broke, I believe, what, just hours later?
So that's what's called trying to get ahead of the story.
Trying to get ahead of the story.
And, you know, it doesn't often work. And in this sort of situation, it really didn't work because it just kind of showed that they knew about it and were being deliberate in their handling of this situation.
The university's board of trustees stands behind President Nikias, said so today, even after the faculty members, the 200 or so who came out against him. How long is that going to last, or will it last? Will that hold his job?
Well, you wonder about that. I think time is what really is going to tell about that, right? I think the Board of Trustees is waiting to see just how far this goes. They have to be stunned that this is, it's really the third case, because the person who took over as dean of the medical school for Dr. Pugliafito also had some difficulties in his past and left the job. So this is really the third high-profile case at USC, and the trustees sure publicly are saying they're supporting Max Nikias, and, you know, because he's been leading the university successfully in their eyes. They raised a lot of money. The stature of the school has been on the rise. They'd like to keep that going, right? But, you know, if it goes much longer with this kind of publicity happening, and if it comes out that the school knew a little bit more than we know already, didn't handle it correctly, or if it comes back on Mr. Nikias that he has, you know, in some way hid this behavior, then I think it's very possible the board would change its tune.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.